So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, chapter 6, the killing of the demon Putana, and text today we'll read 22 and 23. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. So we will read translation for both verses. Shukadev Goswami informed Maharaj Parikshit that the gopis following the proper system protected Krishna, their child, with the mantra. May Aja protect your legs. May Maniman protect your knees. Yajna your thigh. Achyuta the upper part of your waist. And Hayagriva your abdomen. May Keshava protect your heart. Isa your chest. The sun god your neck. Vishnu your arms. Urukram your face. And Ishvara your head. May Chakri protect you from the frown. May Sri Hari Gadadhar, the carrier of club, protect you from the back. And may the carrier of the bow, who is known as the enemy of Madhu, and Lord Ajan, the carrier of the sword, protect your two sides. May Lord Urugai, the carrier of the conch shell, protect you from all corners. May Upendra protect you from above. May Garuda protect you on the ground. And may Lord Haladhara, the Supreme Person, protect you on all sides. Purpose. Even in the houses of the cultivators, who were not very advanced in modern ways of civilization, the lady used to know how to chant mantras to give protection to children with the help of cow dung and cow urine. This was a simple and practical way to give the greatest protection from the greatest dangers. People should know how to do this, for this is a part of Vedic civilization. Here the gopis, they are performing raksha vidhan, the ritual for protecting Krishna from all sides in all respect. And this purport, Srila Prabhupada said, even the cultivators, they were ladies from the simple villages, farmers, ladies, women. But they were very much expert. They were knowing how to pronounce the mantra. They can pronounce, they utter very nicely mantra. And same time they are using for protection of the children, for the child, cow dung and cow urine. These were ingredients, and same time mantra they were chanting. And Srila Prabhupada towards the end advised in this purport that people should know how to do this. We should learn a karnyas, spread your tongue, karnyas and angnyas, different type of mantra we have to chant. For this is the part of Vedic civilization. It's also the part of Vedic civilization that we should know. However, in this chapter, we find an example of extreme mercy of Krishna, even to his enemies. Putana came with a bad intention. She wanted to kill Krishna. But in return, Krishna gave him highest benediction award. First of all, when Putana came, so she was fortunate enough to see Krishna face to face. Otherwise, the big, great yogis, they simply try to meditate on the transcendental form of Krishna. Just they wanted to have the glimpse in their mind. They are contemplating, meditating on the form. And even Krishna always doesn't come in their meditation. If they are able to meditate on the form of Krishna, they become very much jubilant. They think that this is perfection of life, simply by meditation. Same Krishna came directly. Putana was able to see Krishna face to face. Not only she put Krishna on her lap. Krishna was playing. She was touching, embracing her. Krishna was embracing her, playing on his body. And immediately, as soon as Krishna touched her body, her body becomes purified, completely free from all material contamination. And it is a spiritualized one. It is so much so that when her body was burned, the smoke were emanating from her body, dead body, burnt body, that wears the fragrance of agaru. Agaru, most fragrant herb of the creation, very favorable fragrance. So that was coming from her body, dead body, when her body was burnt. So her existence immediately become transcendental, free from all material contamination, because she was able to touch Krishna's body. He was able to see Krishna's body. And after that, this happened immediately right after Krishna touched her body. And then comes she obtained, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami talks about, avapa jananim gatim. She got the status, position of a mother, janani gatim. After quitting her body, of course, body itself, it was also transcendental body, it became spiritualized immediately by the touch of Krishna. But however, she gave up her body and she was elevated to spiritual planet, Golok. And there she achieved the highest perfectional stage of spiritual life, the janani gatim. Status, her position of a mother, position of a nurse of Krishna. She became nurse. And she became assistant in Golok, she became assistant of Mother Yashoda. So she achieved the highest perfection. Nothing was good in within. She was, in Srimad Bhagavatam described, she was Putana. By birth, she was a Rakshasi, a witch. Birth was not so glorious. And work, what she was doing, activities, lok balagnim. Her business was to kill small children, babies. She was killing. Not only she was killing, rudhirasana. Asan means her food was blood of children. Directly she was killing and sucking some tear apart some limbs of the children, and directly she used to suck out the blood. This was birth, condom birth, birth in a Rakshas family, Rakshasi parivar. By activities, such a sinful activities, and food, blood of children. And this was her situation. And came in Gokul, he visited Gokul, Jinghansaya. in she has intentions, a desire to kill Krishna. And she tried her level best to kill Krishna. Still, she got Jananim Gatim, the destination, position, or status of a mother in spiritual planet, in Gokul, Golok. She become assistant or mother Yashoda there. How come that she was able to get this position? What was good in her? Apparently, superficially, we see nothing was good in her side. But one thing here Sukadeva Goswami talks about. Haraye stanam dattva. First thing here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada talks about, Sukadeva Goswami described about, that first thing that she pretended, at least in pretense, he pretended to be an affectionate mother. He imitated a mood of an affectionate mother. And she also said, and she allowed Krishna to suck her breast. Though intention was, mentality was not so good, but at least she pretended to me be an affectionate mother. And she allowed Krishna to suck her breast milk, drink her breast milk. And same time, she imitated the form of a gopis when she came. One point, she could realize that with a regular dress, regular form, she could not enter because the Gokul was well protected by the guards appointed by Nanda Maharaj. So she took she assumed a form of a gopi, a residence of Vrindavan, Brajavasi. And same time, the mood of a gopi, form of a gopi, dress of gopi, she imitated dress of gopi and mood of gopi, and eventually she came to the holiest place, Gokul, which is abode of Krishna, the residence of Krishna. So she came. So only this was the good in her. She pretended to be an affectionate mother, and she allowed Krishna to suck, drink her breast milk, and she imitated, she put on the dress of a gopi and mood of a gopi, and entered, came in the spiritual lok, golok, Gokul, Vrindavan. So, for that reason, she got, Krishna accepted her motherhood. She wanted to be a mother. For that reason, she was elevated. She elevated in the spiritual planet. In this life, present life, she has not done any specious thing. But fortunately, in Brahma Samhita and other books, Garga Samhita, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Padma Puran describe that. In her previous life, Putana, she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, one of the 12 Mahajan. She was the daughter of Bali Maharaj, and her name was Ratnamala. She was known by this name, Ratnamala. We know Bali Maharaj was performing horse sacrifice. It was final and 100th sacrifice, horse sacrifice he was performing. And then Lord Vaman Dev came in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. So she was there, Putna was there, Ratnamala was there. When Ratnamala saw the extremely beautiful, attractive form of Vaman Dev, such a cute, walking towards the arena in Yajna Bhumi, in the area of Yajna. So as soon as see Ratnamala Shah, such a handsome, attractive, charming, lovely form of Lord Vamandev, immediately she became very much attracted. And of course she was sold out on the beauty of Lord Vamandev. And immediately her heart became filled with affinity. And due to affection, love, and she felt such a jubilation in her mind that her eyes become inundated with tears of joy. Ratnamal, and same time she was feeling maternal affection, vatsalya for Krishna, for Vamandev, so much so that because she was bearing affection, vatsal in her heart, that affection, extreme affection for Vamandev gave way and milk flowed from her breast, making her dress, her cloth wet. And same time she developed desire, she was willing, oh, if I would get son, boy like this, I would feed the Vamandev, this child, with the, my breast milk. She developed that desire. She becomes very much overwhelmed with the joy, bliss, transcendental bliss, and same time the maternal affection for Vamandev. She wished, desiring, praying the Lord, my dear Lord Krishna, please bestow me a son like this so that I could feed him with my breast milk. Silently, Vamandev granted his wish. Benediction. Okay, no matter. You will get opportunity, no doubt. But silently, did not happen. Again, scene changed. Vamandev came in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. And on the pretext of taking charity, dan, for three species of land, Vamandev was snatched, took everything. Whatever in the position of Bali Maharaj, every single inch of land was taken by him. Not only land, all prosperity, all property was taken by him. Bali Maharaj became bereft. He became like poverty stricken, bereft of all position. Ratnamala, daughter of Bali Maharaj, was singing. Bali Maharaj was put in such an awkward position by Vamandev. Immediately scene changed and mood also changed in the mind of Ratnamala. Immediately she became so much angry. She wanted to kill, Vamandev. He was about to jump on him, pounce upon him. But Bali Maharaj prevented him, obstructed him. No. You can, he's my guest. Brahmin, how can you kill here in our own house? However, she was prevented. She was not allowed by Bali Maharaj to kill Vamandev. But such a angry mood she was. She desired, if I can get child like this, I would feed him with my breast milk mixed with poison, and I would kill this boy. This mentality, this desire also developed. And Vamandev silently grant, okay, you will do this. At least you will try your level. So same Ratnamala, the daughter of Bali Maharaj, appeared, took birth in Braja. In Vrindavan area, there is one village, name of the village is Khechari. Her name was Khechari. Khechari means one who can fly in the sky without any mechanical arrangement. Khe means akash, chari means you can travel. We are also, you can also travel, but you need some mechanical arrangement. But khe chari, that beach, putana, the type of a woman, they have ability that they can fly in the sky without any mechanical help. So that the place Putana appeared, took birth, it is in Braj area, village name is Khechari. So such a, because she has desire, at least she desired, she wanted to allow Krishna, she wanted to offer Krishna her breast milk. For that reason, she was fortunate enough to take birth in Braj. And then she eventually, Jai Gokula Ananda Ji Ki, Jai Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki, Sri Sri Gaurnitai Ki, Sri La Prabhupada Ki. So, she got the highest perfectional spiritual, highest perfectional stage of life. Simply by, here Sukadeva Goswami ki stanam datva, she allowed Krishna to suck, drink her breast milk. That was only good in her, in his part, her part. Otherwise everything was. And then she was Jatudhani. If she could get that type of elevation, perfection, then what to speak of the cows and other mother, elderly mother, elderly gopis in Vrindavan. Krishna bhukta sthana kshira. Krishna used to drink milk of the cow, sometimes directly, sometimes at Krishna was tending the cow in the middle of forest, Vrindavan. Cow was grazing, eating grass. And sometimes Krishna used to come just beneath their belly, their odor, breast, near, between four legs. And directly Krishna used his mouth, lips, directly catch the breast of a cow, and so he was drinking. And cow very pleasantly, they allowed. Many times this happened, time to time, whenever Krishna feels some hungry, immediately just come near the cow, directly. The cow was so jubilant, with all affection in their command, they are feeding the milk Krishna. And also we know, during the Brahma Vimohan Leela, since we know that once when Krishna was herding, tending, taking care of calf, he was a small child, boy. She was not able to competent enough to take care of big cow. So in the beginning, he was taking care of herding the calf. One day, Brahma came. And Brahma first took a stool, did a steal all the calf. Calf were stolen by Brahma. This is mystic power. And when Krishna went for searching, and then Brahma got opportunity, then he stole all the cowherd boys also. So friends were stolen by Brahma, calves were stolen by Brahma. And this happened daytime, evening time, Krishna has to return in Nandagam. So I think, what I can do now? How, if the mothers, they will ask about their children, their boys, what I will tell to them? So Krishna, this mystic, he has power. He manifested, he become all calf and all cowherd boys, small boys, friend. So, all that, and this pastime was continuous for 1 year, for one continuous 1 year all the calf and cowherd boys were in custody of Brahma. Somewhere Brahma is hidden in some cave. And for continuous 1 year, Krishna manifested, expanded himself in unlimited calf and unlimited cowherd boy friend. And every single day he was going back and forth. So that year, even the calf in the form of calf, Krishna was there. So when Krishna was going, entering the Nandagam, then Krishna, in different places, entering the respective houses of the gopas. And when, as a calf, he was staying with cow whole night, of course, sucking the, then since he was calf, so he can drink milk of cow. Cow were feeding milk. And at night time, because cow sit there, and Krishna was, as a calf, he was sitting next to him, sleeping next to him. And similar happened the woman, because all their original, real children, babies, boys were stolen by, they were in Brahma, it's called Rashi of Brahma. So Krishna has become their son. So again, he was sucking the, drinking the milk, breast milk of the gopis, elderly gopis. And very affectionately they were feeding. So here Sukadeva Goswami talks about, if this was the position of Putana, that she allowed Krishna to suck breast, she got highest perfectional stage, highest perfectional status of his spiritual life. She becomes Jananim Gatim, the position of mother, or status of mother. Then what is to be said, what to speak of the cows and gopis they obtained there. We can imagine, we can think about it. It's inconceivable for us to appreciate their fortune of the gopis and cows. So this is like extreme, this example of extreme mercy, causeless mercy of Krishna. Kamaya dayalum saranam prapadye. Aho bakiyam stalakan kutam jinghansaya apayat asadhvi lebhe gatrim dhatri uchitam kutanyo kamaya dayalum saranam prapadye. So who is the as merciful as Krishna? No one. Krishna is the most merciful person. And he displayed the pastime, his causeless mercy. Anyone, if he comes in touch with Krishna, comes in contact with, immediately he can become, he would be purified from all material contamination, and we can achieve, we can attain, we can get the highest perfection stage of life, highest possible. So here the killing of Putana. In word, Sukadeva Goswami, Putana Mokshanam, liberation of Putana, salvation of Putana. And also towards the end, Sukadeva Goswami described that anyone, and if someone simply, ya etat Putana Moksham, moksha of Putana, elevation of Putana, this pastime, if simply hears anyone, Krishnasya and Arbhak Adhutam and other childhood pastime, this pastime, Putana Moksham, Krishna deliver Putana, and also he display different childhood pastime. If someone Sunyat Martya, if any human being simply he hears with sardha, with faith and devotion, then result of the hearing, Govinde Labhate Ratim. That person easily, instantly, quickly, immediately he can get Rati. Rati means spontaneous attraction for Krishna, love for Krishna. Govinde labhate ratim. So it's very important. Of course, there are, if really we are serious to make some substantial progress in spiritual life, if really we want to revive our Krishna consciousness, if really we are interested to get some attraction, pure love for Krishna, then one of the most sublime method, way to hear this pastime of Krishna. So here, Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami, Govinde Labhate Ratim. Simply by hearing this pastime, putana moksham, deliverance of putana, killing of putana, if someone hears, Govinde Labhate Ratim. Rati, extreme attachment for Krishna. If really want to be attached, attachment for Krishna, pure love for Krishna, then we must hear pastime of Krishna, especially his childhood pastime. Okay, here I stop. If anything to comment or question.